We are learning now today, Staff Dav Ches, and we are beginning from three lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Zokta Ramana, Dona Bonon, Dog Tame, Mashritz. The way a non-kosher fish gives birth to offspring is it gives birth to an actual baby. Daktar Matal Beitzim. A kosher fish lays eggs. Kol HaMoilid, all the animals, the fish that give birth to babies, meinik, they nurse their babies. Kol HaMatal Beitzim, all the animals that lay eggs, malakate, they don't nurse their babies, they collect crumbs, they collect food for their offspring. Chutz Ma'akle, besides for the bat, Shafa Pisha Me'atal Beitzim, even though it lays eggs, meinik, it still nurses. Talking about the Hapadav Ches, Dalfonim, we'll see in a second what that is. Parum Rabim Gnei Adam. Rashi explains that means that if a person mates with this type of fish, it could have children together. My Dalfonim, what are Dalfonim? Ravuda Bnei Yama. And Rashi explains it means like a mermaid. It's a fish that's a half person, half fish. And that's these could be Yoldim and Magadim like Bnei Adam. Another cloud, kosher bay of mevachutz. Anyone that any animal or anything that has the beitzim on the outside, moilid, they give birth. Kosher befnim, if their beitzim are inside, matl beitzim, then they lay eggs. Just talking about the beitzim of a zachar. So when it's mevachutz, that means that they're a type of creation that gives birth. But if it's inside, then they lay eggs. Any Vama Shmuel, Aves Bar, there's two types of geese. The goose and the wild goose. The domesticated goose and the wild goose. Kalayim Zevezer, Shmuel says. There are also, Rishala, two different species. Vavinaba, and the Gemara says, my time up. What's different about them? Amabai, is that based on Vachos, is that based on Vafnim? This one has the veim outside, this one has the veim inside. V'tavai, we know both type of geese, matili beitzim, they lay eggs for offspring. Ella, we change the klal a little bit. Kosher zachrusa mechutz, anyone has the organ on the outside, moilid, they give birth mefnim. If it's on the inside, matil beitzim, they lay eggs. Kosher tashmisha b'yoyim, any creature that mates by day, exclusively only by day, you will be them. They only will have offspring by day. But Laila, if they mate exclusively at night, yield by Laila, they will always give birth at night. But if they have the ability to be mishamesh, to mate sai by day, sai by night, you lad baby emir laila. They can give birth sai by day, sai by night. The Gemara gives some examples of this. Tashvisha b'yoyim, what type of creature only mates by day, and yulad b'yoyim, only give birth by day? The tarnagol, a chicken. B'layla, yulad b'layla, is atleif, a bat. Tashvisha b'yoyim b'layla, yulad b'yoyim b'layla, they give birth Saturday day, Saturday night, because they can be meshamish, Saturday night. What's that? It's odom chol domele, a person and all the ones that are similar to a person. L'may nafkemina. What's the difference of knowing this klal? The halacha is, we know, as Akdama, I'll tell you, the halacha is that a beya shenol de b'yomtiv, if a chicken lays an egg on yomtiv, it's muksa. So let's say, b'adak b'kinesh ha-tanagam erev yomtiv. Erev yomtiv, you check the chicken coop, there's no eggs there. L'imotza b'abeitza, you didn't find any eggs. L'machar, the next morning you woke up, when it's still dark, and right before v'sikin, you woke up, hishkim ha-motza b'abeitza, you can't beitza. So we were born on Yontav or not? You check before Yontav, right? But it's Achil B'Yontav. It's Mutav Achil B'Yontav. Why? We just said a chicken does not lay egg at night. So it had to be before Yontav. Because when else did it lay the egg? And so and you have to say, Emre Le'Bad Ge'afa, he didn't check well. Fekdemar Le'Bad Ge'afa, he said he checked well. Zogdemar, Emre, it can't be it was birth at night. It had to be Emre Yotza Ruba. It came out by day already. Because it went back in, that's why he didn't see it. And then it came out at night. It come out at night. Once it comes out right, it's considered birth, so it come out at night already. Because it's already considered it gave birth already. Any two creatures that they mashamish the same way and they have the same length of gestation, then they could give birth by mating with each other and also they can nurse each other's babies. All animals are meshamish their face connected the back of their mate, chutz meshloisha, shemeshamish uponim connected uponim. Such a three that are meshamish face to face. Ve'elu hein, a dog, a fish, va'odom, a person, nachash, and a snake. Ma'ishna hani tlo. So why must have these three? Because the Shekhinah spoke with them. We know a person, Shekhinah spoke with a person, with Adam HaRishon. And a fish, it says, Ba'yoyma Hashem la'dog. And Nachash, we also know, even though it was to give him a Einish, but Ma'isa Hashem spoke to him. You see, at least Hashem speaks to him. That's a very chashvig thing. Even though with Nachash, Hashem spoke to him to give him a punishment. Ma'ishta hani klasa. Yeah. So the word is that, therefore, they have this chashivas that the mashamish punim upon him. Tana, gamal, achar kenegad achar. A camel is mashamish back to back. Tana baron, hatarnagirlis esvachayim. Tarnagirlis, the gestation period, how long they're pregnant is 21 days. Kenegad by Elon Luz. And by Elon Luz, a certain type of tree, which Rashi teaches as a hazelnut tree, also takes 21 days. For it, from when it starts blossoming until it's completed. Kelev v'chamishim yom, a dog, the gestation period is 50 days. Connected with Elon Taina, by a fig tree also, takes figs 50 days to grow. Chatom, a cat, v'chamishim v'shnayim yom, 52 days. Connected with Elon Tut, and by a berry tree also, it takes 52 days. Chazir v'chamishim yom, 60 days. Connected with Elon Tapuach, an apple tree takes 60 days. Shu'al a fax, v'chom mine shiratzim, shishu chadashim, 6 months. Of pregnancy. Connected by Elon Tvua. By Elon Tvua. What does Elon Tvua mean? Rashi means Chita. We find that Chita could be called Elon, because it says the Eitz Adas, the Adam Rishon Eid, could be one shouting Gemara Bracha is a Chita. So you see that you call a Shadda Tvua Elon. Behemedaka, Tahira, Lechamisha Chadashim. Behemedaka, like a sheep or a goat, is 5 months pregnancy. Connected by Elon Geffen by a vine, by a grape tree. Pemigasa tamayel shtem was a chayish is 12 months. Connected by Elon Dekel by a palm tree, which are dates. Tahira l'tishchadashim a tah behema tahira gasa is 9 months. A big behema. Connected by Elon Zayis by an olive tree. Hazev, which is a wolf. A ri is a lion. A dove, a bear, an omer, a leopard, a bardless. There's a question what it is, a bobcat, a type of skunk, a cheetah, a different shot, a peel is an elephant, a kaif is an ape, a kif is a monkey. The shalish shalom is 3 years. Connected by Elon b'nei Shuach. By a certain type of Elon called b'nei Shuach, which are similar to dates, but that type of tree, b'nei Shuach takes 3 years. Efa, which is a bardless, is shivim shana. What it means is, that until it's 70 years old, doesn't give birth. That's what it means. Connected to Elon Charev, Charev also takes 70 years to give off a fruit. And Charev Zem, Shas Tiyosan, even after it blossoms, Ad Shas Gmar Pereisov, Shem Shonov. Charev Zem, Shas Tiyosan, when you planted Ad Shas Gmar Pereisov, until the Paris have finished 70 years. You may have Bure Shal Shonov, but the Paris itself takes 3 years from blossoming until it gets completed, it takes 3 years. Nachash, the period of time it takes for it to have a pregnancy, Sheva Shonim, 7 years. Well, Oyster Rosh Olam Vetzinu Chava. We didn't find a match in the in the fruit trees to the Nachash of 7 years. V'yesharim Mukhsasim. Some say it's a certain type of Bnei Shuach that does take 7 years as well. V'nani Mili. How do you know that Nachash is 7 year pregnancy? It says in the pasuk that Hashem cursed the Nachash. He cursed him from every behemoth and from all the chayas. Generally speaking, behemoth, in the shortest amount of times by a behemoth to be pregnant is 5 months, and the shortest is by a chayah is 52 days. So in behemoth scala, if it's going to have a pregnancy worse than a behemoth, a chayah lekolshka, for sure it's worse than a chayah. Just like a behemoth is niskala from a chaya, achas sheva 7 times, because a chamor is 12 months. My new chamor mechatol 12 months, and a chatol a cat is 52 days, which is 7 times 52 is 364, which is how many days of the year? Kach niskala hu mebehemoth achas sheva. Same thing a nachash will be worse than a behema 7 times, which is 7 years. The alei sheveshne is 7 years. Maybe say kashem shiskal chay from behema 1 to 3, which is arim mechamar. Haskal hu mechaya achas shalosh. Maybe he's a skal. You say, look at this. We know ari is 3 years. Ari is worse than a chamar 3 times. So maybe he's worse than a chay 3 times, which is 9 years. How do you know it's 7 years? Maybe it's not with hishus. I mean, it's 9 years. So the Gemara says mekal behema first. Says mekal behema mekal chay. It's not that he's worse than a behema, which is worse than a chay. Miksiv mekal chay mekal behema mekal behema mekal chay ksiv. Arum behema, it's worse than a behema. Shneskal mechaya, skal mechaya. That's worse than, it's more mekul than a chaya, because a chaya is 52 days of a cat, and a behema is 7 times that. And you're worse than that. 7 times worse than that. So that means 7 years. Behema kashem shneskal behema mechaya echem mashalosh. Maybe you have a different case. Behema is worse than a chaya 1 to 3. A man who eiz mechatul, eiz is only 5 months. 5 months is approximately 3 times 52. So it's 5 times a cat. How do you know to go to a chamar, which is 7 times the cat? Maybe it's the A's, which is the least amount, which is 5 months. It's only 15 months comes out the gestation period of an achash. Period of an achash. How do you know it's 7 years? So two pshatim. Everybody says mekal behema ksiv. From it says mekal behema. It's much for any behema. The behema has the most time, which is the chamar of 12 months. And by saying a klaluhu klalish aleihu, the whole thing is a klalish. We give him the worst klaluhu we could think of, which is this case, and therefore we make a darshan at 7 years. So we got the chesam abeis on my leg.